thought you start your day the Torah way. How much shows will be gone?
Mishur Shachosh Ha'olam Parashas Chayei Sorah. It's interesting. Parashas Chayei Sorah, the name Chayei Sorah seems to be talking about the life of Sorah. And really, till now we're speaking about Sorah. Chayei Sorah is already when she was Nifta. And the name of the parasha is really referring to the life, to Chayim, to life. The life of Sorah is the parasha by the end of Sorah, we're already speaking about being that she was Nifta. There's one other parasha in the Torah where the name of the parasha is related to Chayim. It's parasha's Vayechi Yaakov. And also Vayechi Yaakov is after we learned about Yaakov for a few weeks, and that was the parasha where he was Nifta. Punkt da parasha, the name of the parasha is Vayechi, related to Chaim, to life. I saw once in Naim Latoyra, the Sefer is Naim Latoyra Latoyra, he asked, Chai Soro, the name of the parasha is related to life, and we're talking about it being that she was Nifta. So he said, forget, we know that the Ikke Chaim is in Olam Habo. Here we're preparing ourselves. The Ikke Chaim is in Olam Habo. So Chai saw it. Now that she was Nifta, she went into Olam Habo. That's where really the Chaim started. It's interesting. Chasam Sofer state that the Yaakov and Avraham, the prophet says, Avraham came when he was maspid. He gave a hesped, and he said, "Gev a toishav ani anoichi." Parash Imochem, Parash Gev Atoisha means he was talking to Ephraim and telling Ephraim that I live here and I would like to buy off you the Moras and Machpelah. Chazatoy Vatayna, the Gev Atoisha is a chalik from the Hesped. In the Hesped he said Gev Atoisha. He said a person has to know that he's a Gev and a Toisha. He must be a Zoy. Person has two halves. He has an Neshama and the Guf. The Guf, after a person's Nifta, it stays in this world. So the Shoma goes back to Shemaim. So the Shoma in this world is only here for 120 years. It's a Geir, just a visitor. The Shoma comes down from Kisa HaKovet to this world for a few years. And then he goes back up to Shemaim. It's a Geir. We're just here to prepare ourselves for the Olam HaEmes. But Toisho, that's a Guf. And that's why he says, now we need a base, we need a Keva, because the Guf who stays in this world, who is a Toisho, he needs a place where to stay. In the Sun, by Sora Meinu, we find that the Torah tells you how old she was. All the other Emoris, Rivka, Rochelea, I don't know, maybe you know, but the Torah doesn't tell you how old she was when she was Nifta. Sora Meinu, all the Ovas, you know, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, the Torah tells you how old the Ovas were, Bishah, and they were Nifta. But in Mois, of the 40 Mois, there's only Sora Meinu where the Torah tells you how old she was when she was Nifta. It's interesting, by punkt by Sora, the Torah tells you, she was 127 years old. And I saw once in the Sefer Sholem, he brings down a very good point. He says, Rashi says, why is the Chai Sor, the Mis of Sor, just straight after the Arkada? Because the Satan came to Sor and told her what happened, that Avraham took Yitzhak and he brought him for a korban, and it looked like that the Sor Main was Nifta because she heard the news. She got a shock to hear what happened to her son, and that's why she was Nifta. But really, forget, she was Nifta, the Torah tells you, because she was 127. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every person has how many years he lives. She was Nifta because she reached the end of her life, the end of 127. That's how old she was. And then she was Nifta because she was supposed to be Nifta. The Yetzer Hara knew that she anyway has to be Nifta. So he told her the news that it should look like and people should think, oh, you know why she was Nifta? Because of the news of the Arkada. But the Torah is telling you, Dafke here, only by Sorrow, but Dafke by Sorrow, how old she was, to know, no, the real reason why she was Nifta is because she was, that was the time to go. But even though it looked like that, there was the Akeda who was the cause. And there's a Moed Exach, we say, take away the Satan in front of us and in back of us. So he says, the Moed Exach, he says, the Yetzer Hara, we know, always comes in his soil, comes to the Akedah, we know the Sultan worked very hard to stop Avraham from going and doing that, to do the Akedah. So that's Mitzvah Ne'im. Before you do the Mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara does whatever he can to stop you from doing the Mitzvah. Sometimes he doesn't manage, and Baruch Hashem, Avraham went, he did the Akedah, and he didn't listen to the Yetzer Hara. And sometimes he said, Ma'achareinu, after he did the Mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara tells a person should have charot, he should, oh, why did I do the Mitzvah? Look how much money I lost. Look, I lost something. That's ma'acharein, means you already did the mitzvah, but sometimes the Yetzirah comes after you finish the mitzvah, and he tries that the person should not be happy that he did the mitzvah. That's what happened over here. But so I mean, after he did the Akedah, the Yetzirah wanted Avraham to have charotah. He shouldn't be happy that he did the Akedah, and you should think that, now I lost sorrow because of the Akedah. But as we say, Fakir Tzorah was nimta because she was 127. Yeah, this week's parasha is one of the chasnef of Rivka and Yitzchok. The Masechtes Kala tells us the mekoy of Sheva Brochas, the seven brochas we say by the chuppah, by the chasne, and during the Sheva Brochas, is from this week's parasha. Steht bei Vork, der Bench, Trivko. So from here we learn about the Sheva Brochas. We would like to speak, Baruch Hashem, my chasen is now at the time. She said, if you very relevant Shaila, often people have the Shaila, they go to chasen, Baruch Hashem, and it's already 11 o'clock, and another Dorsha, noch a Dorsha, and it looks like it's going to go on forever, and you're desperate to go home, or whatever reason, the babysitter's leaving, or you're tired, you have to go to sleep. It's getting late. Are you allowed to bench and go home earlier? Or no, you bachasne. There's a mitzvah of Sheva Brochas. You have a mitzvah to say the Sheva Brochas. Maybe you have to stay till the end in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of saying the Sheva Brochas. That's the 7 days. I'm talking about the broche, the seven brochas. Yeah, very good. I'm talking about Sheva Brochas, I mean the seven brochas we say by benching, but we also say them during the Sheva Brochas, but by chasne, but we're adding to the benching the seven brochas. So it could be that when you by the chasne, you're now taking part of the chasne, you have a chiyuv to say those seven brochas. I mean, you don't, one of you is going to say it, but the non-shaila, very common shaila, those people do stay, and then you bench, and then seven brochas go, and people like to schmooze and talk. Are you mechuyav to listen to the brochas? Are you allowed to talk during the brochas, or not between the brochas? Just want to bring out the point. Oh, so the shaila is what? Oh, the Shaila is a very good point. Who is the chiyuv of saying those brachas on? Is there a chiyuv on the people that are sitting by the Suda, they have be'etzim a chiyuv to say their seven brachas, the Sheva brachas? Is there a chiyuv on the chosim? So, is there machloikas, is there a loch of ponim chadoshes? You know, from when you start Sheva Brochas, making the Sheva Brochas, every day you need to make sure that one of the people who is coming to the meal is the Ponim Chadoshes. God, by the way, Ponim Chadoshes, even though it's Loshen Rabbim, plural, one person is enough. So only we call it Ponim Chadoshes, they show you say, because after 7 days, it works out that you had six new people. Every time you make another meal, you have another person coming. But one person is enough. So there's a loch, you need ponim chadoshes. So what's the idea of the ponim chadoshes? It's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. What's the idea of ponim chadoshes, and who is a ponim? Who can be a ponim chadoshes? Often it can happen, the Moshe, someone comes to the chuppah, he's not invited to the dinner. So he comes, nice, he comes to a chuppah, and then later he wants to come to one of the Sheva Brochas. Is he upon him chadoshes? Because he wasn't there by the chasne, or the fact that he was by the chuppah is already enough that he's not anymore upon him chadoshes. So the Shulchanor brings two shittas. The shittas HaRambam is that the person who was by the chuppah and he heard the seven brochas, if he comes later to one of the suddas, then he's not Ponim Chadoshes anymore because he was there by the Chuppah. And the Ramah brings down the Rosh, but no, if you don't come to the Suda, you don't come to the Chasana, then it doesn't matter that you came to the Chuppah. If you don't come to the Suda, you're still Ponim Chadoshes. Right. But you don't need, for the first Suda, by the Chasana, with the first meal, you don't need Ponim Chadoshes. Yeah, a good point. So, No, he's saying, let's it's a follow-up. Yeah, everyone comes from the Chuppah and then straight to the Chasana. According to the Rambam, Yossi has a question that there is no Ponim Chadoshes. So the Achronim explain as what's the idea of Ponim Chadoshes? Parshat Shad, I think that's what we all know, is because you have a Suda and you got someone else coming who hasn't yet been by the Chasana, so it's Moisev in the Simcha. A new person taking part, so it's Moisev in the Simcha, it makes the Simcha bigger. It's not again the same as yesterday, there's something new, so it's a new Simcha, and that's why you can again say the seven Bochas.
Male or female?
Oh, the poets can speak about it, but the psak after is that it has to be dafka someone who can be mitztav leminyan. Because for the seven bochas, the sheva bochas, you need asora, you need 10 people. So the panim chadoshes who helps you to be able to say the sheva bochas has to be someone who can make a minyan of 10 people. So therefore, it has to be. They have to answer them, fine, but to make a chiyuv of the Sheva Bochas, there has to be someone who is mitzvah leminyan, there has to be dafke bar mitzvah, can't be a lady. So, but the idea of it is that now, because there's a new person taking, who is coming to the Suda, it's Moisev Simcha. That's one shot. And therefore, even if he was by the Chuppah, but he never was by the Suda, now he didn't come to the Chasna, now he comes to one of the Sheva Bochas, it's Moisev Simcha, so you can say the Bochas again.
The
first night you don't need pun. Because the first night is the first meal, it's a Moedig Simcha, even without having any new period. Yeah. Yes. So Shulchan Aruch Taka says that you should try the Ponim Chadoshes someone who is Moisev in the Simcha. So if you just get someone sometimes off the street, someone no one knows, then maybe we try to get someone who is a Simcha for the Chosen, or at least. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it has to be someone who is Moisev in the Simcha. Yeah, it depends who you meet outside. If you meet someone who is Moisev in the Simcha, then if you don't have Pon Chadoshes, then you say one bocha, Asher bocha. Yeah, very important to know. One bocha you say even if you don't have Pon Chadoshes. But so that's one pshat. That's I think we always. But there's a second pshat that the boche so is tossed. Samech samach is a boche. We are giving a boche to the chosen. We're benching them. They should have atzlocha. We're giving them a boche. They should be besimcha. So every person, as always, mashman Rambam. When you see the Rambam inside, there's a boche of the sheva boche. Says that we are blessing. We're giving a boche to chosen and kale. So if someone hasn't yet said the sheva boche, the ponim chadoshes, he hasn't yet said the boche when he comes. So he's now mechuyev to give again his brachas to the chasun and kale. So that's how the Rambam is learning that the idea of ponim chadoshes is not because it's moisev simcha, but the idea is you got a new person who hasn't yet benched, he hasn't yet said the seven brachas, so he makes that now between them there's again a chiyuv to give a bracha to chasun and kale. Oh, very good, Kasha. Shuchnov says that Shabbos, you don't need ponim chadoshes. So there's three reasons, and the poets can be on the side. One pshat is, like you're saying, because Shabbos, always you have more simcha, you mechaber the Shabbos. There's another two pshatim. One pshat is, because an interesting pshat, it says, that Mitmashir liyoyim haShabbos. The Shabbos mitmashir liyoyim haShabbos. Shabbos needs a special shiur, a special brocha. So even though you already gave a brocha to the Chosan Kala during the week, comes to Shabbos, give a different. It's a different mitmashir. It's a different shiur, a different brocha to give them.
And,
what? Oh, well, that's one of the, we're going to get to that point. That's one of the nafkaminas. And the second shabbat is because Shabbat, the person has a neshama yaseira. It's like a new person, you have a neshama yaseira, so again you're giving a bracha. So that Shabbat, you don't need point. Chalosh Gan Tassan, the person can say Shabbat, we know Yom Tov as well. The person can speak about Chol HaMoed, it's not so relevant nowadays. But if Lo Yitzu, you make chasna just before Yom Tov, and one of the Shabbat brachas is on Chol HaMoed, there's a shaila, or Purim, there's a shaila, if you need pon on chadoshes, maybe it depends on the pshatim. About the kasha, what happens to the chasm? You always walk around, you give different people different brachas. Are you allowed to turn around and give a chasm one of the brachas? So they're showing you where to speak about it, and different pshatim. And according to what we're saying now in the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out that the brachas of you benching the chasm, and zikha, it's partial that you can't ask the chasm to give the bracha. Forget, the whole idea is that we're saying a bracha to them. And even if you're the other pshat, then the Shoinu say that you shouldn't ask the Chosan either because we're scared, we don't want to be mevayish, we're embarrassed, the Chosan doesn't know how to say it, or because the Chosan is told, he's busy, we don't want to, he's enough busy, we don't want to all of a sudden ask him to make brachas. But yeah, that's one of the nafkaminas. Yeah. So if we see that the idea of the Shabbat brachas is that the people are taking, who are coming to the Suda, they are benching the Chosan, or even if you don't know, the Pashas, the Chiv is on the people who are there by the Suda, that they should say it. So then, like we're saying, the Shail is, if you buy a Chosan now, and it's getting late, and you can't be bothered to stay till 11:30, whatever time they're going to bench, are you allowed to go out? So the Chosan should be a problem, because there's a Chiv when people are sitting here to say the Shabbat brachas. So, you should usually give the Pam Chadoshes by the Shabbat Brachos to say a Chiyuv, because once he's here, then the Chiyuv is Chal on the table. As we say, you always need 10 people. So once you get one person in the Pam Chadoshes, the Chiyuv is on the table. I think people do usually give it.
The person in Kala to receive the Bracha, do I need to be present in order to.
Oh, do you have to be one? A pastor at the moment, if you.
There's another 100 people that they just need to
receive a prophet. You mean you have to, as long as you know there's someone who's saying it, very nice. I didn't see that Svara, but it's a shame Svara. He was saying a nice Svara. We're trying to explain that now you come to Yubah Chasne, we're saying that you have a chiv to say the Shabbat Brachos, to bench the Chosan. So therefore it should be a problem to walk out and bench earlier. So we'll say soon a swore, but it might not be a problem. But he's saying a very nice swore. He says, who says that you have to do it yourself? Could be, you have to make sure that between all the 100, 200 people are taking, who are by the chasne, there should be said a Shabbat Brachos. You know, even after you're going to leave, there's going to be another 150 people left, and between them, zikha, they're going to say the Shabbat Brachos. Is that? Could be. There's another interesting shaila, which is, we know, when we do benching, you have two bechas, two kois. We have one, the person who does the zimun is holding one kois, and later when you give out for the seven brachas, you use the second kois. If we look in Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokes, whether you're allowed to use one, the same cup or not. So they explain what's the machlokes, because if, what? Oh, very good. Perfect. Machlokes is chavidus, chavidus. It's two mitzvahs. It's the mitzvah of zimun. Every time you do zimun, even on a Shabbos, on a regular day, some people use a kois. There is such a loch that the zimun, Baba mitzvah, yeah, there is also a kois. You do a zimun, you have a kois. There's another kois for the mitzvah of the seven brachas of Sheva brachas. So, mele, there's a loch of ein ois mitzvahs, chavidus, chavidus. You're doing, be'etzim, two mitzvahs. One, a kois for the benching, another kois for the Shabbat Brachos, and we don't just want to mush all the mitzvahs on one kois, so we keep it separate, one for the mitzvah of Zimun, one for the Shabbat Brachos. The other post from Achoylek, and they say, no, it's one thing. The Shabbat Brachos is not a separate mitzvah. When you have a chasen or a Shabbat Brachos, then you're making part of the benching is that you say with the benching, Sheva Brochas. It's not a separate mitzvah, it's the same, it's just an extension of the benching. Part of the benching is that you say the Sheva Brochas. So maybe you can use the same kois.
It is one of the Sheva Brochas. You should put the second one after benching.
Oh yeah? I think the meaning is Nishta, sorry?
No, I know it's Nishta. Show me elsewhere where you're talking about.
Yeah, I have to check up, but then. Yeah, yeah. But we zichr see in the poskim that the Sheva Brochas, even when you have two koises, but we see very much the point that it's related, it's part of the benching. So far that some shitta say you can use the same kois, even us who are using two koises, we only say the Sheva Brochas by benching. So the Menachas Yitzchak wants to say that the chiyuv is only if you're there by benching. If by benching you've got 10 people, then there's a chiyuv to say the seven brochas, the Sheva Brochas. If you walk out before the benching, then you never have the chiyuv to say the Sheva Brochas. The chiyuv of Sheva Brochas is when you come to bench and you have 10 people. So Mimele, the ego is Moshe, what?
Does he have to eat something?
We're going to be here forever. In Shulchan Aruch is mashma, the Pon Chadosh doesn't need to eat. But Shlomo Kug and others say that you should eat something to be part of the Suda. Usually you give him a piece of cake or something, I think. But Moshe, well, so Moshe, he has a tshuva about someone who went to Chasne, and he says sometimes the Chasnes go until Chatzoy Salaylo, even later, and this fellow is asking, what should I do? I don't want to stay. So Moshe Feinstein tells him, go Eitzah for you. It's really a problem to leave early, but you have when you come to the Chasne, have in mind that you don't want to be mitzvah, you don't want to be a chelik from the tzibon, you want to walk out earlier. And he says, like by Zimun, they such a locha, that if you have in mind when you wash, that you don't want to be part of the tzibur of the, and then you don't need to say the zimun, so to your house for the chiv of the Sheva Brochas, if when you come to the chasna you already have in mind that you don't want to stay till then, so you're not part. But if you do that, it's a moed gate. I'm just warning you, if in the end you do stay till the end and then he comes to the Baal HaSimcha, comes to you and says, oh, do you want to be the one sitting at the top and do the zimun to be mezamen? Then you're going to get stuck. Because you had in mind that you don't want to be part of the tzibu, so you can't later be undo the zimun.
Is there a problem to make your own
mezamen
with
Chatzur? Oh. But, so, Minchas Yitzchak, he says a different thing. He says, you want to leave early. Now, really, besides the Sheva Brochas, the seven brochas, you have a problem that you have to have Zimun, you have to make Zimun. So, there's a Gemara about the Reish Kelusa, had a whole massive meal and people wanted to leave early. No, they had a problem, they couldn't hear him. So, the Gemara says over there, if the Baal HaSimcha, the Reish Kelusa, whatever it is, it's going to be makpid that you also need to do your own Zimun on your place, then you can't do your own Zimun on your place. So, let's imagine middle of a chas, 9, 11 o'clock, 10 people start to make their own Zimun. You got 10 people, and usually you can see what's happening. The Baal HaSimcha is not going to be happy that there is a zimun going on here of 10 people. So that's why the halacha is that they can bench the person who wants to leave early. He doesn't need to do a zimun of 10 people, because it's going to disturb. He can do a zimun of 3 people. So once you only have a zimun of 3 people, you don't have any. Now you can't say the Sheva Brochas, because for Sheva Brochas you need 10 people again. And Meir Yitzchak says, you don't need to stay because of the Sheva Brochas, because the chiyuv of saying Sheva Brochas is only happening at the time of when you have a benching of 10 people. So the chiyuv is only going to be later when 10 people bench. Now you can't bench 10 people together. He's not going to be happy. So now you should bench just if another 2 people should have a zimun of 3 people. By the way, then you can say Shasimcha b'moino, you can still say. Because it's a benching, a zimun of a chasana. So you should bench another 2 people answering zimun, say, if I had any Sheva Brochas, then you can go home. Yeah, but if you do, again, the aleph bais of Zimun is only if you start at the same time. If you come very, very late. Yes. Yes, but sometimes it depends what time you come. If you if you're a good man and you come on time, like I'm saying, then you start the same time. If you come very late, you don't start the same time when you leave early. Sometimes that's what happens. Those who come very late and they leave early, and then you're not part of the meal because you didn't start with them, you didn't end with them. That also helps. Yeah, you can make a shower brachas. That also is a solution, not to wash, and then you can walk out any time. Yeah. No. Poskim say you can't. I don't know how. So it stays in the poskim. When it comes to ma'aseh, you ask him off. Yeah, that's a good shahada. Very good shahada. Someone left early, so if you're the menchas yitzhak, we tell him to do zimun with another two people. So he was one of the two people answering. He stayed to the suda, but he was nice to this fellow who left early. He answered the zimun of. And later the Baal Simcha comes and says, you should be the mezamen. He already answered. After lo yichas zimun for that. If he carried on eating or not, I don't know. So one finish of a Moedi Gevor, this week's parasha related to chasenes and man and wife, is Eliezer comes to Givko and he gives her earrings, different things, and it's all of a Muslim righteous. One was a remus for Aseret HaDibur, one was a remus for Machzis HaShekel. The question is, well, what's so important about Machzis HaShekel? Eliezer is telling Rivko now, a remus for Machzis HaShekel, what's Aseret HaDibur is fine, we're here, but Machzis HaShekel, what's so... He says, Moedi Gevor, says, some people, a lady can think, my husband does mitzvahs, he learns, he goes sushi, what does that help me? I can enjoy Yoilam Hazem maybe, I can enjoy his money, but what does it help me that I let my husband go to a shir to learn? So Eliezer wanted to tell Rivka, you're getting married to Yitzchak, you should know. All his Torahs and his mitzvahs, you're going to benefit, you're going to get Oilam Haba. Every lady has to know that, what she lets her husband go out to learn, to do mitzvahs, to down, whatever, she gets a chelik in Oilam Haba. So he says, the idea of Machzis HaShekel. Well, what do we see in Machzis HaShekel? The Alter Chakosh explained. By the way, Machzis HaShekel, we know, is a kapara for the eagle. The Machzis HaShekel was a kapara for the eagle. Why is it that you only bring a half a shekel, not a ganz a shekel? Why a half a shekel? So he says, a husband and wife is like one person, right? The ladies, they didn't do the eagle. So he comes to bring a kapara for the eagle, the Torah says, you only need to bring half. Because your other half, your wife, she didn't do the eagle. So the idea of Machzis HaShekel, we see that husband and wife is like one. You one half, and she's the other half. So all the good things you do, it helps her, and what she does helps you. So Mele, it comes to getting married to Yitzchak. Out of place, he's telling Rivka, you should know, where is it says, Moedig is chus for you to have a husband who is a tare. And doing Torah mitzvahs. Good, that's so chiram, we should have a lot of simcha. Yeah. Yeah.